morning. I'd like to welcome everybody, especially the visitors that we have with us today. We're very glad that you came to worship with us here at South Valley. Ken brought it up in the scripture reading today that 2 weeks ago, it was Father's Day, and our lesson was about fathers, the responsibility, the joy, etc., of being a father, and our duty as a father. Last week, not to leave the moms out, we had to follow up with moms, and we had a lesson on godly women, godly mothers. Well, kids. We're going to do a lesson today on children. Now, before we get started, a lot of what we say today is directed toward the younger end of children. But we're all children. We are all our parents' children. And so many of the scriptures that talk about this, it doesn't distinguish you do this until you hit a certain age. And then it doesn't apply anymore. I'm, at my age, still a child of my parents. I even act like a child sometimes, but no matter how old we get, we're still our parents' children. And as far as the honor, the respect, there's no cutoff time. There's no, well, I'm out of the house now, the rules don't apply. Not at all. Now, a lot of what we talk about for the kids, you know, Maya, this is a lesson for you. You know, we've got some kids in here. But it's for all of us. Because if our parents are still living, it applies to us. And I will even go out on a limb, a lot of it applies even if our parents have passed. As far as the way we live our lives still shows the honor to their legacy. Kids, mom and dad work very hard for the things that you have. The clothes you're wearing, the toys you have, your food. They support you in school. They're at your ball games. They get you to band practice. They whatever. They play multiple roles. There are teachers, policemen. Sometimes they're the referees between you and the brothers and sisters when you're squabbling. They're your short order cook. They're your nurse, putting the band-aids on your knees. Your personal Uber driver. That parents do it all. Children, be appreciative of the things. Try doing it yourself. Be appreciative of what your parents do for you. You have a job at home. Don't think, oh, just, I'm a kid. At home, you watch, you listen, you learn, and follow your parents' example. We have a responsibility to do that, to be respectful. And that means to obey your parents, to use good manners, not to talk back. Help keep the house clean. your own room clean instead of junking it up. They work hard for to give you a place to live. You help keep it clean. All of these apply to even after you move out of the house. You still owe your parents respect, and you help them, and you watch and listen and learn from them how to serve, how to age. Sometimes getting older isn't always easy. Mom and dad have been there before you. You can learn a lot, even as adults, from your mom and dad. You have a job at home. You also have a job at church to learn about the Bible and what to do as a Christian. To be sure and do your part to make the family not have to rush and be late. To where dad, if he's teaching class, or mom, if she's teaching a class, you're not making them late. Get up. Get going. Don't be a hindrance to them. And be respectful at church. Now, be respectful at church. Take a look around. Do you see any monkey bars? Do you see any swings, slides? This is not a playground. Now, I got a belt on. Don't make me take it off. This is not a playground. Running, bumping into people, screaming. There's other places to do that. Parents, if you don't like what I'm saying, I've got a belt on. And don't make me take it off. Ephesians 6, this is the passage that Ken read earlier. Children, where does it define an age? Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. We continue to honor our father and mother, even after we're an adult and have moved out of the house and have our own house. We honor what they have taught us by the way we live our lives. We honor them by being respectful to them, even if they're gone. Some of us in here, we've lost our parents. We still honor them by living the way they taught us. Living and remembering their legacy through the ways and the lessons that we're conducting ourselves in that we got from them. Proverbs 4, verse 1, it says, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding." Sometimes we don't get that understanding until we get older and become parents ourselves. Sometimes it clicks. Sometimes I realize what all mom and dad did now that I'm having to do it. The sacrifice. I will tell you this. Maybe you did. Maybe it was just me. Maybe I didn't pick up on it. I understand better as a parent myself the sacrifices that my mom and dad went through for me. I didn't get it at the time. Give attention to no understanding. Paul wrote to Timothy, and this is one of the requirements for an elder, to have believing children. The qualities, and Dick has talked about this before, that the qualities of an elder are basically the target for Christians, with the removing the expectations of family requirements. The way an elder conducts themselves should be our goal. But there are some things that are required for an elder in the Lord's church. And one of the requirements, it says in verse 4 of 2 Timothy 3, one who rules his house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? Don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but while we're here, a lot of times people will say, well, are the kids faithful? Do they come to church? Yeah, they're here every time, kicking and screaming to get here. The parents have to duct tape them, hog tie them, and drag them here, but they're here. One of the true demonstrations is once we get older. It's one thing if a kid that's 6 years old is here because mom and dad can wrap them up and drag them in the van and get them here. But when a kid has the choice and goes on his own. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God? When we as children demonstrate that we follow our parents' lead, our parents' lessons that they taught us, that blares out loud and clear. It's one thing a child doing something, if they take out the trash because they were told to a long time ago, take out the trash, keep your room clean, whatever. It's different if you see them doing it on their own, or if you're standing over them with the switch. Get the trash taken out. I'm only doing it because I don't want to get the switch. But if they're obeying you out of respect and honor and love, what an honor. What an honor that is to parents. He would also write to Timothy in chapter 4, verse 12. Timothy was a relatively young man. He wasn't a little kid. He was a young man. And he says, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers. To the believers. In word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Young people, don't underestimate yourselves. Those of you that are young in here, the kids, be a good example to Christians. You be the good example to them by the way you conduct yourselves. Now, children, we have to, young and old, obey and be respectful to our parents. Always encourage your parents to attend. Dad may be tired from working all week for you. Encourage him to come to church if that needs to be the case. Be a good example to your friends. Be a good example of what you should be to your friends at school. Invite them to church. You may not be able to get up and present a lesson or a Bible study, but you know what? You can invite somebody to church. Invite your schoolmate. Invite the person you play basketball with. Invite the person that you're in a club with at school to come to church. As we get older, we still need to obey and be respectful to our parents. We give them the honor and the glory that they deserve by the way we live our life. And someday, you may need to be the one caring for your parents. That's only right. They cared for you when you were vulnerable, when you were little and couldn't care for yourself. They cared for you. There may be a time when we have to care for our parents. That's being respectful. That's showing them honor. I look out in our assembly here, and I know a number of the people in here have done that very same thing for some of their aged parents. Cared for them, lived with them. Not out of begrudging attitude, but out of love and honor and respect. In Luke 15, we see an adult child in the story of the prodigal son, how he got his inheritance. In Luke 15, he goes off an inheritance that dad had worked all his life for. The son wanted his early, before the dad died. He gave it to him. He goes off and acting the fool, being immature. He blows it. And it says, as he came to his senses, as he came to himself, he realized what he did. He comes back and asks forgiveness. He doesn't have the attitude, I'm a grown man. My dad's not going to tell me what to do. He comes begging forgiveness of his father. And of course, the father loves him and accepts him back, accepts the apology and welcomes him back. In John 19, one of the last things that we have recorded as Jesus was on the cross, Jesus was wanting to make provisions for his own mother. Jesus is dying. He's got younger brothers. I do not know why, if he didn't think that they would do a good job. Bottom line is, he asks his dearest friend, John, to care for my mother, because he won't be able to. He's not worried just about him. He's worried about his mother. And it says in verse 26, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. John would care for her. Jesus wanted to make sure his mother was going to be provided for. Paul addresses that issue in 1 Timothy 5:8. says, but if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Just by not caring for those under your charge. Children, and you take that however, little or old, be obedient and honor your parents your whole life. By the way we act, by the way we talk, by the way we conduct ourselves, we honor our parents through those actions. Like I said last week, this has not been a lesson that leads us to the plan of salvation, but definitely it's from conduct that we need to have from the Bible. If anybody needs to put their Lord on in baptism, if anybody needs prayers of the congregation, if anybody has sin in their life, I would urge you to repent. Don't take another day of delaying, but to repent and get back on that walk with God. Whatever your need, please come forward. Let your needs be known while Kurt leads us in the invitation. Let's stand and sing.